My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
To our big PP picks, for those who are new to this segment, we're just going to pick the four teams in Oregon and Washington every single Thursday at 8:15. And so Washington State, Oregon State, Oregon, Washington, we'll pick them every week. We all took the same favorite. We all took the favorites last week.
Yeah, we probably should have been questioning out loud. I mean, I just, anytime you get to 40-plus, it's like...
Yeah, that line closed at 47 and a half.
We just blindly went in on that with knowing nothing about Idaho.
So we all got the same games right, the same games wrong. The Cougs did cover against Portland State. They won by, what, 40?
40. 70 to 30, I believe.
The Huskies covered. They were 27 and a half. They won by 32.
Yeah, 35 to 3.
Your Beavs were favored by 28 and a half. They ended up winning by
23.
And Oregon, we know, 43 and a half point favorite, won by 10. So 2-2 starts for everybody in the Big Peep Peep Picks. Let's start out, and we will go up into Seattle. That is the first game of the slate for these four teams. They play at 12:30 on the Big Ten Network.
Take a bye week, Husky fan.
They are at home against Eastern Michigan.
Yeah.
And this line is Huskies minus 24 and a half.
Are we all taking this? It's Eastern Michigan.
I mean, it was Idaho.
Yeah, but they beat Weber State Idaho by 35. I don't know if Eastern Michigan's a whole lot better than Weber State.
It was just Idaho State.
If you guys want to go the opposite way, God bless you. I'm not actually gambling any real money on this game. I will take the Huskies with that point spread.
Okay. Swag?
I think I will, too. I mean, I know Weber State is a Big Sky school. You're now playing a MAC school, but that, I mean.
Who's Eastern Michigan's football coach?
I have no idea.
Exactly. Dirt.
I mean, the idea I love after we're off of a week in which Oregon almost lost to Idaho, we're pretending as if there's no chance that this game's even close.
No, I'm just saying, I was like, curious just, if you like, knew.
No, I have no clue. I can't tell you anything about
Eastern Michigan football.
Like, didn't we learn last week though that like we shouldn't do this to games?
Or we learned your team's overrated?
Or
I don't
my
know.
Team just sucks. I mean, we did it with the Oregon State game too. That was a 17-9 game at the half.
All right. Are you going Eastern Michigan?
I am. Why not? Give me the Eastern Michigan fighting whatever the hell they are.
The Eagles.
The Eagles. The fighting Eagles. I think I might go some dogs this weekend. Kind of learn my lesson the hard way. I will take Eastern Michigan. Huskies will win the game, but you tell me it's a 24-point win.
But if they don't win?
38-14, and that's your final score? That's a covered spread.
It's 24.5?
24.5. Yeah. You got a hook there. No, you're not changing your pick. You can't go on that rant.
Change my pick.
No,
I haven't laid the money down.
It's already been written down. Next game up, 7 o'clock Saturday night on Fox. We just talked about it a little bit ago. The Cougs at home against Mike Leach's former team, Texas Tech. Washington State's favored by 2 in this game.
John Mateer's going to rip a hole in that butt.
Okay.
Yeah, Cougs by less than a field goal at home on Pirate Day. Yeah, I'll take the Cougs.
Are they actually calling it Pirate Day?
I don't know.
They should. That'd be really funny.
They're going to be housed at the start of that kickoff.
Yeah, this game, this was one of my favorite bets of the weekend.
All the vibes. This is a vibes pick.
Vibes game. They're at home. Fox, nationally televised. Power four opponent. You've been demoted. You're ready to show everybody the Big 12 ain't S, and we can beat this team. And Texas Tech did not look good last weekend. I am all over the Cougs this weekend. Only getting or laying 2. Love that pick, Washington State minus two. Your Beavs 7:30 kick on the CBS Sports Network. They are on the road at San Diego State. The DraftKings line currently on this game is Oregon State minus six.
Oh, yeah, this line keeps going up.
Keeps going up in favor of the Beavs.
I think it opened at like 4 or 4.5.
I'm nervous.
It did, yeah. I think it might even have been smaller than that.
Maybe
but San Diego State did not look good last weekend.
Well, the first half certainly was
they scored
awful.
6 points in the first half against a school we've never heard of.
This is nerve-wracking for me, and it makes the segment a little boring if this is how it keeps going. Mm. But I'm going to take the Beavs and hope they can separate themselves and win by 10.
Okay.
Yeah, the one thing I think you're pretty confident after watching the opener is they got two running backs. They can run the football if all else fails, and I think they can do that against San Diego State and cover a touchdown.
You take that, Hank, and you jam it down their throat.
You run the ball.
That's what you do.
And you run the ball again.
Be careful, Aztecs.
And you run the ball again. Although San Diego State did hold mighty Texas A&M Commerce Lions to only 1.9 yards per carry.
Do you brag about getting into that?
34 carries for only 63 yards. So feisty run defense there.
Out of the South
for the Aztecs.
It's like in a movie, it'd be like, hey, Harry got into A&M. What? And then you go to the party, and it's like, well, it's A&M Commerce.
A&M Commerce. The Lion, their logo looks like a Game of Thrones character.
It's not a real school, right?
It's not a real school, no. I should also add to the addendum here, they were trailing at the half.
6-3.
6-3. And then outscored them 42-8 in the second half. The depth of San Diego State, you just don't discount.
What's a rebuild for Sean Lewis.
It is, unquestionably.
And I think they have good fans, but it's a rebuild, so I don't think those fans will be as hostile. It'll be cooler, too. Won't be as hot in the day because it's a night kick, so that's a benefit. A&M Commerce sounds like the fake high school that Netflix did a doc on.
Yeah, with Bishop Sycamore or whatever.
Yeah, that's not real.
I'll be curious, too. I don't know how much hype there is down there in San Diego for the Aztecs and Oregon State.
I think when they're good, there's some hype, but I don't think they're good this year.
But yeah. San Diego's a great destination, I imagine.
A lot of Beaver fans, you would think, right?
Maybe making the trip down. School's not in. I could see students road tripping, too.
Dude, it's not a week you really need to pay attention to college football in anyway.
No, it's a really bad weekend.
So if you go on a road trip, this is the road trip.
I think there might be a fair amount of orange and black in the stands, too.
Wouldn't be surprised by that at all. I am still a little concerned about their passing attack. They didn't have to show us much in week one. And San Diego State's not going to be able to bottle up the run completely for Oregon State. They still have a very good offensive line.
Yeah.
But I didn't leave that first game overly impressed. It was a dogfight in the first half. They eventually pulled away, but Idaho State had some plays to be able to be made. I think San Diego State's better than that, so I will take the Aztecs to cover. I think Oregon State wins, but you tell me it's a 27-24 game, something like that. I think Oregon State wins, but I will take those points, getting them plus six.
The San Diego State, so I just looked it up. Danny O'Neill is their quarterback. 214 yards. Against A&M Commerce.
Throwing the ball?
I was just curious what the passing attack
they ran the ball a ton in that. Yeah. I mean, it's Texas A&M Commerce.
They had Marquez Cooper had 223 yards on the ground.
Last but not least, the Peacock game on Saturday night, right here on The Fan as well. 7 o'clock, Oregon hosting Boise State. Now, this line has fluctuated a ton. The current line via DraftKings that we cannot gamble but should be able to gamble, it opened at 18.5. It has been bet up. According to Vegas Insider, it opened at 18.5. Been bet up to 20. Oregon minus 20 is your current line on DraftKings.
That's right at a line. And I'm not going to blame either of you for maybe taking points here. I have one more week. One more week of me thinking the Oregon that I thought in my head was going to be their week one and didn't show up redeems themselves. I think matchups matter, and I think Boise State's probably better than Idaho. However,
Idaho's a bad matchup for us.
However, Idaho is such a run-heavy offense that I think if you can limit Ashton Jeanty, you should be able to run away with this one. So I will give Oregon one more week of benefit of the doubt, and then I will be questioning spreads in every game going forward. I'll take Oregon minus the 20.5.
Minus the 20 to win by three tutties.
Three tutties.
Swag.
If he can run it up, he will run it up.
They will.
He's
for sure.
Pissed.
Yeah.
We'll see. I still think I think the Ducks might get out ahead 30 at some point, and then he's going to want to get the second and third units the reps that they didn't necessarily get in the Idaho game.
Uh-huh.
This screams backdoor cover to me.
Okay.
So I will take the points. I'm looking at Lene. The over-under is 61.5. I think the play is the over.
The over is the play?
Well, I mean, they gave up 45 to Georgia Southern. Yeah. You should be able to score. Be able to.
Oregon should be able to score into the 50s.
Yes.
Yeah, this is one. I mean, I can't blame anybody for feeling either side on this. I tend to lean your line of thinking of, like, one more week. You got one more week. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on
shame
me.
Shame on me, yes.
Fool me three times, you won't get fooled again. And I will take Oregon to cover the spread.
Until you pick them next week against the Bees.
Then I have to. And then if we struggle this week and don't cover, that's a straight-up pick next week.
No.
You're not getting any points.
Get out of here with
that. We're struggling. We can't be. We're struggling with Mountain West and Big Sky teams, man. You're not getting any points.
The talent composite
The Mighty
difference.
Bees? Come on. Play it straight up. You need strokes? You can beat it straight up, can't you?
You coward.
All that trash talk in the offseason? You guys chirping from over there? Play it like a man, bitch.
Well, if we slaughter San Diego State and you struggle Boise State, you're probably
going to... I'm getting points. I'm 1.5. I'm getting points.
Get out of
here. Give me points. I will take Oregon, minus a 20. There you go. Our big PP picks. We love doing that segment, and we will do it every Thursday. We'll joke about all the games we get wrong, and we'll pick them again next Thursday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.